晚上的聚会要跟大家互相勉励的题目是衡量的标啊标准。
And for the topic for mutual encouragement is the standard of measuring.
主耶稣在世的时候曾经讲一个比喻，就是一个法利赛人跟税吏上圣殿祷告。
And the Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he spoke of a parable of a tax collector and the Pharisees.
那么这两个人呢，的善恶呢，真的让我们很难去分辨。
And it is very hard for us to distinguish, which is good or which one is evil.
因为根据他们的祷告词呢，法利赛人比较好。
And according to their Bible standard, the Pharisees is better.
但是主耶稣却说，那个税吏比较有义。
But yet Lord Jesus said that the tax collector is more righteous.
因为人对人的衡量呢，很难定标准。
Because among men it is hard to set a standard.
那么神呢，对人的衡量呢？到底标准是怎么样，我们也不太了解。
And the God, what God requires from us, and we are not too sure.
所以往往善恶呢，很难去分辨。
And consequently, it is hard to distinguish good and evil.
我们认为好的结果呢，是不好的。
What we think is good, and eventually it's not good.
那么衡量的标准呢，也是很难定的。
So the measuring standard is hard to set.
尤其人要了解自己不容易。
Especially, it is hard for one to understand himself.
真正要认识自己呢，也必须要定出一个标准。
And to totally understand oneself, he has to set up a standard.
但是这种标准也很难去定。
But it is hard to set such a standard.
有时候白人跟黄种人呢，这个道德标准也不一样的。
And the standard between a Westerner and an Easterner, it is hard to set. It is the standard is different.
那么各种宗教呢，他们对善恶的标准呢也不一样的。
And religion set the standard different as well.
所以主耶稣呢讲这个比喻呢，我们可以从里面呢，来探讨一些事情。
And so the Lord Jesus tells us this parable and enable us to think.
我们请看路加福音十八章十节到十四节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18.
路加福音十八章十节到十四节。
Verse 10 to 14.
有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着助言助语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人啰嗦不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这个人回家去比那人倒算为义，因为凡住高的必降为卑，住卑的必升为高。第九节记载的主耶稣呢，说向着那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的来讲这个比喻。
And the Lord Jesus implied, those persons that are righteous.
那第十节提到说有两个人上殿里去祷告。
And verse 10 tells us that there were two men went up to the temple to pray.
当然呢，圣殿呢，每个人都可以上去那边祷告。
Of course, anyone can go to the temple to pray.
那么这两个人既然都上圣殿祷告，都不错的，想要亲近神。
And since these two men wanted to go to the temple to pray, they are considered good because they both wanted to draw near to God.
如果认为没有神的人，也许不会去那边祷告。
If they do not have God in their heart, perhaps they would not want to go to the temple to pray.
那么这两个人呢，根据主耶稣所说的，他们的行为不太一样。
But according to Jesus, their deeds the deeds of the two persons are different.
法利赛人行为非常好。
The deeds of the Pharisees is extremely good.
那税吏呢？他自己说他不好。
And for the tax collector, he himself confessed that he is not good.
所以根据他们自己所说的，也是根据他们自己所了解自己的。
And what these two persons have said is also according to what they know of themselves.
就让人很难去分辨。
And this is very hard for us to discern.
当然呢，对这两个人呢，我们要怎样去衡量他们呢？这个标准呢，很难去定的。
And how we should judge them, the standard is very hard.
同样的，今天我们上教堂去祷告、听道理，每个人呢都有敬拜神的心呐。
And similarly for us today, that we come to the church to pray and to worship Him, and each of us have their own thoughts.
哪一个人是坏人，哪一个人是好人，很难分辨。
And how we going to distinguish between the good and bad?It is very hard for us to discern.
当然呢，每个弟兄姐妹呢，我们呢很难去衡量他。
And of course, it will be very difficult for us to judge this person.
因为呢，这个标准很难定的。
Because the standard is very hard to set.
那么根据十一节呢，法利赛人他站着自言自语的祷告。
Then verse 11 tells us that the Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself.
当然这种祷告是悟性祷告。
And this kind of prayer is obviously a prayer of understanding.
这个悟性祷告呢，也有优点，也有缺点。
There are good points about prayer of understanding. There are also bad points about it.
优点呢，大家都能够听得见。
The good points about it is that everybody can hear what he said.
缺点呢，往往就是要讲给人听的。
And the bad point about it that often this was prayed so that people can hear them.
那么这个法利赛人是向神祷告。
And this Pharisee is praying, his prayer is towards God.
但是他自言自语，可以说是向着自己祷告。
And he stood up and prayed about himself. This means he's praying to himself.
那么这样也许他心中无神啊，心中没有神。
Or perhaps that there is no God in his heart.
所以有时候我们在悟性祷告的时候呢，往往会患上这种毛病。
And often when we pray, when we do such a prayer, we can have such a problem.
祷告得很长，到后来心中没有神。
We may make such a long prayer, and towards the end, we do not have God in our heart.
这也是我们呢从这个比喻里面呢可以去探讨的。
And these.From this parable that enable us to examine ourselves.
那么这个法利赛人呢，他向神祷告都没有向神求什么。
And this Pharisee, when he prayed, he did not pray for anything from God.
如果从好的这一边来看，他非常好，对神无所求啊。
If you are looking at a good side, he is praying. His prayer is good because he has nothing to ask for.
他首先向神感谢。
He first give thanks to God.
这也是我们每一位弟兄姐妹必须要向神感谢的，要来学他的。
And this is what we brothers and sisters to imitate what he did is to give thanks to God first.
那么有关呢，向神祷告除了感谢以外呢，还有很多的事情。
And when we pray to God, besides giving thanks to Him.There are many matters that we can pray for.
我们请看腓立比书第四章第六节。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。保罗在这边说，应当一无挂虑，这是一件很困难的事情。
And Paul encouraged us that we should not be anxious about anything, and yet we know it is quite hard to do so.
凡是人说他无所挂虑是假的。
And if man say he is anxious of nothing, this may not be true.
每个人都有他心中负担的事情。
And each one of us have something to worry about.
人是富有感情的，常常会挂虑这个挂虑那个。
Man is full of emotion, and he would worry about this and worry about that.
这是很自然的事情。
And this is something that is natural to man.
当然，基督徒的人生观是充满了快乐。
But of course, as a Christian, our heart is full of joy.
这是靠主而快乐的。
And this is our joy, coming from the Lord.
但是当一个人呢，有很多的事情呢，有时候呢，就有这种软弱，有很多的挂虑。
But when a man has many matters, then therefore he is bound to have worries.
但是保罗在这边说，可以借着祷告。
But Paul here said that we, through prayers,
也许挂虑啊会减轻。
That perhaps the worries can be reduced.
借着你的祈求获得神的帮助。
And what you ask, perhaps, what you have asked, God may help.
挂虑会减轻
，that your anxiety will be reduced。
当然呢，在祷告当中呢，感受到神的恩典，他会向神感谢赞美。
Of course, when you ask God, and when you receive it, and your heart will full of thanksgiving。
神是我们的天父，我们要什么只管告诉他。
God is our heavenly Father. What we ask, what we need, we should ask from Him.
但是这个法利赛人呢，好像对神无所求啊。
But this Pharisee appears that he has nothing to ask for.
他有对神感谢。
And he gives thanks to the Lord.
啊，这也是我们每个弟兄姐妹必须在祷告当中常常有感谢神的心呐。
And this is what we should have, brothers and sisters, that whenever you pray, you must have that heart of thanksgiving to Him.
请看哥林多前书第一章第四节。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4.
哥林多前书第一章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4.
我常为你们感谢我的神，因为神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠。保罗他说，常常为了哥林多的弟兄姐妹而感谢神啊。
And Paul said that here because of the church of Corinth.He often gives thanks for them.
因为他看到很多神的恩典临到他们。
Because he has seen many blessings has came upon them.
所以呢，他就经常向神感谢。
And often, he would give thanks to the Lord.
看到别人得到恩典，我们心里呢，会很舒服。
And when we see people receive blessing, we ourselves, we be very comforted.
那也许这个法利赛人呢，他也看到别人得到恩典，他就感谢神。
And this Pharisee, perhaps he has seen people receiving blessing, and that is why he gives thanks to the Lord.
但是接下来他所说的又好像不是这样而感谢神的。
But next, what he was about to say does not seem that he, it seems that that is his motive.
既然上圣殿祷告，祷告很多的内容都可以去发挥的。
And since he's going up to the temple to pray, there are many matters that he can pray about.
有的人借着祷告来还神自己。
Some people through prayers they could examine themselves.
觉得对神有所亏欠，借这个机会来向神悔改。
And that they can feel that have done so much shortcoming to the Lord and they can repent.
但是这个法利赛人呢，好像呢，他对自己的认识都是优点的。
And this Pharisee seems that he, what he can see of himself is all good.
所以他上圣殿不是要向神悔改。
So his intention to go to the church, the temple to pray is not to repent.
因为他没有错误。
Because he has done no wrong.
也许呢，他从行为方面呢，他没有缺欠。
Or perhaps there was, he did not have any shortages in his deed.
但是思想方面就不见得。
Or and, perhaps his thought may be not that so.
那么对这一方面呢，他就缺少去还神自己。
And regarding this, and he did not, examine himself.
那么上圣殿呢，当然可以向神祈求。
Of course, when you go to the temple, you can ask God.
神也没有限定我们什么不可以求。
And God did not limit what we should pray for.
但是大家都有聪明，能够呢啊来判断什么才需要求。
But all of us have wisdom, and we can determine what we should ask for.
那这个法利赛人是无所求啊。
And this Pharisee, he has nothing to ask for.
因为他要放弃这种权利。
Because he wanted to give up his right.
也许他也认为不需要。
And perhaps he think that was not necessary.
但实际上呢，自己无所求，也可以为别人代求啊。
But if you have nothing to pray, you could intercede for others.
他看到这个税吏也上圣殿祷告，也可以为他代求啊。
And when he see that this tax collector is going up to the temple, he could perhaps pray for this tax collector.
但是他却没有这种心呐。
But he did not have such a heart.
有的人在祷告的时候就是心这么狭窄。
And some people, when they pray, they have narrow-minded.
但是保罗告诉我们。
But Paul tell us.
我们请看提摩太前书第二章第一节。
Let us turn to 前书。
提摩太前书第二章第一节。
First Timothy second chapter 2:1。
第一节说：“我劝你，第一要为万民恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。”保罗在这边提到说，我们祷告的内容啊，非常丰富。
And here Paul tell us that we have many matters to pray for in our prayer.
为很多人来向神代求啊。
That we can pray for many people to God.
所以对神无所求啊。
And if you have nothing to ask from God,
也许他没有想到还有很多的内容需要他求啊。
And perhaps he did not know that there are many matters that require him to pray.
这个法利赛人也许呢他认识自己未曾犯过错误。
And perhaps this tax collector, no sorry, this Pharisees know himself too well and therefore he has given up the chance.
他的道德生活可以说值得称赞。
And that his moral of living can be praised.
也许呢，他向神感谢神来保守他。
And he give thanks to God for protecting him.
实际上，我们呢也需要神来保守我们。
In actual fact, we too require God to protect us.
因为罪恶的试探呢太多啊。
Because evil temptation is many.
因为恶者呢，经常呢啊，在陷害基督徒。
And the devil is setting traps for Christians.
我们能够谨慎自己。
We must be alert.
但是有时候会忽略了自己。
But yet sometimes we ignore it.
所以在神怜悯关心之下。
And through the mercy of God that He cares for us.
也许能够获得保守。
And that we will be able to be protected.
请看犹大书二十四节。
Let us turn to Jude chapter 2.
犹大书二十四节。
Jude 24.
那能保守你们不输脚，叫你们无瑕无足，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神。我们能够在道德上无瑕疵。
If we are able to have in our deed that we are blameless,
我们能够在信仰的道路上没有输脚
and that in our path to that our daily life we have not done any wrong,
在主耶稣荣耀的宝座前，我们能够高高兴兴站在那边
that in front of the glorious throne of Lord Jesus, we will be full of confidence to be standing in front of Him.
需要神来保守我们，助我们一臂之力。
That we require God to protect us, and that He will become our helper.
也许这个法利赛人呢，他认为他没有犯错，是神的保守。
And this Pharisee think that he has done no wrong. It is the protection of God.
他能够在这个被谬的弯曲的树袋里面无瑕疵吧
？And he was able to be blameless in this evil generation.
是神的保守，神的恩典。
It is the protection of God, and it is also His grace.
所以我们今天呢，能够在基督里，也是基督的保守。
So today we are enabled. Today we are able to be in Christ. It is also the protection of the Lord.
但是他助言助语的祷告，好像不是向神在感谢。
But the prayer that he prayed to himself, it appeared that he's not giving thanks to the Lord.
因为助言助语就是向自己祷告。
Because he was praying to himself.
其实一个人呢，也许知道他的过去，不知道他的未来。
Perhaps a man know his past and he doesn't know what his present will be.
一个谦卑又有谨慎的人。
A humble and yet alert.
也许会常常为了他的未来而祷告。
Such a person will pray for his future.
也许呢，他也为了他没有察觉的过错来祷告。
And he perhaps will pray for the wrongdoing that he has not committed.
这是诗篇书上作书的人呢，一再的这么强调。
And this is what the psalmist wrote in the psalm.
请看诗篇十九篇十二节。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 19, verse 12.
诗篇十九篇十二节。
19 verse 12.
谁能知道自己的错处呢？愿你赦免我隐而未显的过错。大卫在这边说，谁能知道自己的错处呢？
And here King David wrote, Who can discern my error?
这个法利赛人知道自己有很多的优点，却不知道自己有错，这个过失啊。
And this Pharisee know that he has good virtue, and yet he does not know what his wrongdoing.
人要认识自己不容易啊。
It is hard for a man to know himself.
但是要认识自己的优点比较容易，要认识自己的缺点就不容易。
And it is easy to know of your good points, but it is hard to know of your bad points.
要认识别人的缺点就很容易。
And yet it is easy to look at the bad points of people.
No, 别人的缺点呢就不容易啊，别人的优点就不容易去了解。
And yet, the good point of people is hard for us to understand.
但是大卫他根据自己呢，他说，愿神能够赦免他隐而还未显出来的这些过失啊。
And yet David here said that the Lord forgive him, and that the error that to come.
因为他承认自己呢很软弱。
And he confessed that he is weak.
所以这种谦卑的祷告很需要。
And so such a humble prayer is what we should imitate.
我们再看十四节。
Let us turn verse 14.
耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语、心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。大卫也许他了解自己呢，在口中的言语上有时候没有办法完全。
And King David understand that himself, that perhaps his mouth at times may not be able to be controlled.
尤其他心里的意念。
And also the thoughts in his heart.
一个人的心里的意念能够在神前蒙悦纳是不容易的。
If a person thoughts are able to be pleasing to God, it is not easy.
那法利赛人就没有这种祷告。
And this is what the Pharisees is lacking of in his prayer.
他的意念呢，能不能在神的面前蒙悦纳呢？
Does his thoughts able to be pleasing to God?
但是根据主耶稣所说的这个比喻呢，没有蒙悦纳的。
And according to the Lord Jesus,that his parable, that his teach, that his prayer was not being accepted.
为什么？
Why is it so?
因为他衡量的标准呢，他定得很低啊。
Because the standard he has set for himself is very low.
在他的假想里面，一直想别人都比他不好。
And in his narrow-minded, he thinks that people are no better than him.
在他的假想里面呢，别人呢都非常差劲，所以他以这个做标准来跟自己比。
And in his narrow-minded, he thinks that people are so low, and therefore he compared people with him.
照理说呢，人不可以与人做标准来比。
In actual fact, we cannot compare people and set a standard.
基督徒应当目标呢向神来努力来学习。
As a Christian, our goal is to imitate the Lord and to learn from Him.
因为主耶稣曾经说过，你们要完全像天父一样。
Because the Lord Jesus tells us that we must be like the Lord, sorry, must be like the Father in heaven.
这个法利赛人上圣殿，心中没有看到神呐。
And this Pharisees, when he go up to the temple, he does not see God.
如果看到神，他就会发现自己很多的缺点。
If he see God, then perhaps he'll see many weaknesses within him.
原因就是因为呢，他上圣殿呢，他衡量人的标准定得太低呀。
And when he go up to the temple, he has set the measurement for people so low.
因为呢，在十一节的他的祷告处里面
，because in verse 11, the content of his prayer,
主耶稣说。这个法利赛人祷告说：“我不像别人。”
And the Lord Jesus emphasized that he said that he is not like the others, like the tax collector.
当然，这个别人不是单指这个税吏，还有其他的人。
Sorry, and these people not referring only the tax collector, it is also referring to others.
因为下面他又说也不像这个税吏。
And because continue on that he said that not like the tax collector.
所以上圣殿祷告的人很多啊。
So, there are many people going up to the temple to pray.
那么等于说呢，除了他以外，上圣殿祷告的人呢，都被他一个一个呢，认为是一个不好的人。
And when he go up to the temple, that the people that he saw.That he would consider that they are not good.
所以他说我不像别人。
So that's why he said, I am not like others.
也许这些上圣殿祷告的人呢，都被他的假想呢，贬为非常低呀。
And that these people that went up to the temple, that he has, envisioned them all as a very lowly person.
这就是这个法利赛人很大的缺点了。
And this is the greatest shortcoming of this Pharisee.
因为他在犹太社会里面也可以说呢，相当有这个面子的。
Because in the Jewish society, these Pharisees are quite highly regarded.
但是贬了别人呢，还是可以继续提升自己的面子。
And
对不起，可以抬高自己啊，贬别人就是把别人降低呀。
And he even raised up himself to a higher level that the rest of the people are so lower than him.
所以希望自己呢高一点，一定要贬别人，否则的话呢没有标准呐。
You must raise up your level higher than the rest of the people, then otherwise there would be no standard.
所以经常贬别人的人呢不会长进的，因为呢他标准定得太低呀。
And consequently, a person that set up such a standard does not cultivate themselves well because he set up the standard for others so low.
根据这个法利赛人行为，应该呢是有义的人。
And according to the deed of this Pharisee, he should be a man of righteous.
但是他一上圣殿就贬别人呐。
But unfortunately, as soon as he go up to the temple, he lowered people.
所以我们呢，衡量人的标准要定高一点。
He looked down on people, and therefore, 对不起，
就是看一个人要把他看高一点。
And so, we as a Christian, we must look highly on people.
如果谦虚向人学习呢，这样才会进步的。
If you humble yourself and to learn from others, and you will improve yourself.
当然呢，我们的目标呢是要向神学习的。
Of course.Our goal is to imitate from our Lord Jesus.
所以不要经常拿别人来跟自己比较。
And we should not compare others with us.
也许这个法利赛人就是经常拿别人的软弱 假想软人的软弱呢，来比自己呀、啊。
And these Pharisees often be narrow-minded and often lowered people and to compare with himself.
因为这种假想不正确。
With such a thought, then unpredictable.
所以他才会说我不像别人呐、啊。
With such, then he would end up saying that I am not like others.
因为他喜欢自己比较有体面，所以贬别人呐、啊。
And he wanted to raise, he wanted to be higher than people. Therefore, he would lower people.
但是保罗却告诉我们。
But yet Paul tells us,
反而我们要为每一个弟兄姐妹的体面呢，啊，不够的把它补上才对啊。
That Paul urged us that we must often think of our brothers and sisters. Any shortcoming, we must make it up for them.
因为每个人都是基督的肢体呀、啊。
Because every one of us is part of the body of Christ.
比较没有体面的，就是比较啊软弱，比较呢更加把它贬低呀、啊。
And such a person, you cannot lower them.
应当要去。啊、帮助他
and we must help them.
那么保罗说呢，这样可以让基督的身体更有体面。
Then and if we do such, then Paul said that, then we will raise up the body of Christ.
所以家丑不能外扬。
And any bad thing happen in the house must not be spread out of the house.
当然呢，神家里的弟兄姐妹呢，大家要互相协助。
And of course, in the family, in the church, we must help one another.
要追求上进。
And we must pursue for improvement.
那么这个法利赛人呢，他就缺少这一点。
And for these Pharisees, that's what he was lack of.
这个税吏也是犹太人呐、啊。
And this tax collector, is also a Jew.
那么上圣殿祷告的有很多他的同胞啊
，and there are many of his countrymen that went up to pray as well.
但是他竟然说他不像别人
，and yet he said that he is not like other men.
那这样呢，他就是不愿意让他的同胞呢，啊更好
，and with such a thought that he would not want.His countrymen to be better.
所以由于他说他不像别人呢，可能就是把别人的缺点跟自己的虔诚来做比较。
And when he said, "I am not like other men," he is using the shortcoming of people to compare with his good virtue.
因为他认识自己非常虔诚。
Because he knows himself that he is very fervent.
谁知道这样却换了属灵的虚荣心呐、啊、
？And not knowing that he has set a pride in his heart.
在基督教界里面呢，有些基督徒呢，经常犯了这种毛病。
And in among Christians, it is very often that such a problem can be among them.
我刚要回加拿大的时候，在飞机上，坐在我隔壁有一个女士。
As I was heading back to Canada, there was a girl that sat beside me.
她在飞机上一直看圣经啊。
And this is on the plane, and she was reading a Bible all the way.
我就问她说：“你信耶稣是不是？”
And I asked her, "You believe in the Lord Jesus, don't you?"
她说：“是啊，她很热心啊。”
And she said yes, and she's very fervent.
他说他到处传福音呐、啊，啊，这个树人呢都犯罪，怎么坏
？And that she said that this world is full of evil, and that she would that people are committed sin, and that she would go and preach the gospel.
因为我不认识他，所以也不敢说你不要讲这么重好不好
？Because I do not know her well, and that I would not tell her not to be so stern.
他又批评有很多信耶稣的人怎么不好，怎么不好
？And she criticized that people are no good.
那么这种人就是自认自己很清高啊。
And such a person look highly upon themselves.
那么这样要报福音传喜信，效果可能会很低的。
And with such an attitude, it is quite hard, to preach the gospel.
他说他曾经在温哥华传福音呢，后来被人家捉去呢，当为啊，他发疯了。
And she told me that once she was preaching in the city of Vancouver, and people considered her as insane and would arrest her.
她说她跟医生辩论了，她没有发疯了，医生不相信。
And she told me that she debated with doctors, and the doctors would not believe her.
所以这个法利赛人的祷告，一直说他不像别人。
And so this Pharisee prayed that he is not like other people.
就是犯了这种毛病啊。
And such an attitude, is wrong.
请看路加福音十六章十五节。
Let's turn to Luke, chapter.
十六章十五节。
Chapter 16, verse 15.
路加福音十六章十五节。
16, verse 15.
耶稣对他们说。你们是在人面前自称为义，你们的先神却知道，因为人所尊贵的是神看为可尊物的。法利赛人啊，常常取笑耶稣啊。
The Pharisees would often mock Jesus.
常常自称自己是义人。
And they would consider them as just as judge.
主耶稣在这边说啊，说你们的先神是知道的。
And Lord Jesus tell us that that God knows what is in your heart.
他自以为很清高啊，很尊贵的。
And he thinks that he is high and is noble and noble.
在人看起来真的清高又尊贵。
And it is true that when men look at them, they are high and noble.
但是耶稣在十八章的那个比喻里面呢，可以说是法利赛人是神所憎恶的。
And the parable on chapter 18, tell us that these Pharisees are truly being hated by the Lord Jesus.
为什么
？And why is it so？
因为他老是把衡量的标准定得太低呀。
Because that they would lower the standard for others.
因此呢，他不会进步啊。
And consequently, they themselves would not be improved.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面告诉我们。
So the Lord, in this parable, Lord Jesus tell us,
要把衡量的标准定为最高。
That we must set the standard as the highest.
就是呢，以神呐、全圣全公义的神呐、作为的标准。
That the Almighty and the righteous God as our standard.
请看马太福音第五章四十八节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音第五章四十八节。
Chapter 5, sorry. Chapter 5.
四十八节。
Verse 48.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。主耶稣在这边所说的就是我们要以天父为标准。
And this verse that Jesus referring to is that we must set the standard, the standard of our Father in heaven.
不要以人为标准。
That the standard must not based on man.
但是可以以别人的优点来作为学习的目标。
But yet the good virtue of others we must learn and become a goal to learn from them.
都可以把别人的标准呢定比自己更高一点。
And that the people, the standard of others, must raise up higher than our own.
要假想每一个人都比你好。
And you must think that other people are better than you.
那么这样呢就会提升自己的品德。
If you do so, then you will raise up your virtue.
当然呢，在教会里面有很多看得见的值得我们学习的人很多啊。
Of course, in the church, there are many people are worthy for us to imitate.
请看腓立比书第四章第八节。
Let us turn to Philippians Chapter 4, verse 8.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要书念。保罗在这边提到说，在主里面有很多人啊，这个啊有很多的优点。
And Paul tells us that in Christ there are many people have good virtues.
常常去书念这些优点。
And we must often think of this virtue.
那么呢，我们就会进步的。
If you do so, then we will improve.
因为呢，认为自己还没有达到这种目标啊。
Because you think that you have not set that goal.
所以这个法利赛人呢，他衡量的标准就是呢，一直假想那些很低的人，有很多缺点的人来做他的标准啊。
And so the fault of this Pharisee is that he set the standard for himself to compare with the people that he has set the standard so low.
如果呢啊，他能够呢，啊，把这个标准呢提升到神呐、啊。
And if he was to raise up the standard towards God,
他就不会在圣殿里面这个神圣的地方，众人祷告的地方说我不像别人。
And that he would not perhaps, in such a holy such a place as the temple, to say that I'm not like other men.
难道上圣殿祷告的人没有比他好的人吗？
Is there no any other people that is better than him in the temple?
因为除了他以外都是别人啊。
Because beside him there are other people.
也可以说上圣殿祷告一个一个都被他贬了。
And that you can say that the people that went up to the temple has been degraded by him.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面啊，说他没有义啊。
And so, in this parable, the Lord Jesus tells us that he's not righteous.
这就是让人很难分辨善恶，哪一个是善，哪一个是恶。
And this is why it is very hard for us to discern which one is good and which one is evil.
只有看内心的神才能够判断正确的。
Only God who looks at a heart will able to set the right standard.
啊，这是我们可以从这个呢比喻里面呢来学习到啊，做些道理。
And from this parable, we can learn a valuable teaching from it.
我们请看哥林多后书十二章七节。
Let us turn to Second Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章第七节。
12 verse 7.
啊，对不起，十三章才对。
Chapter 13.
十三章第七节。
13 verse 7.
我们求神，叫你们一件恶事都不做，这不是要显明，我们是蒙悦纳的，是要你们行事端正，任凭人看我们是被弃绝的吧。保罗和他的同工对哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说啊，
and Paul and his co-worker said to the people in Corinth，
他跟那些同工呢一直的求神要叫哥林多的弟兄姐妹一件啊恶事都不要做。
That he and his colleague prayed to God that that the people in Corinth would not do anything evil，
但是呢。这并不是要显明保罗跟他的同工都一直蒙神悦纳，不是的。
But this is not to say that Paul and his colleagues are always being accepted by God.
那为什么保罗他们一直为他们求呢？就是希望他们行事端正。
Why are they praying? Is that they hope that they the Corinth people will do good in their deed.
但是他很谦卑说，还是任凭人来看他们是好像啊可弃绝的。
But yet he put it in a humbly way that they are being forsaken by people.
我们再看第九节。
Let us look at verse 9.
即使我们软弱，你们刚强，我们也欢喜，并且我们所求的就是你们做完全人。保罗的心地非常宽大。
That Paul has such a broad heart.
这个法利赛人就缺乏这种心地。
And that this Pharisee, that's what he is lack of.
因为呢，他心地很狭窄啊，一直说不像别人。
And because he has a very narrow-minded, and therefore he said that he is not like other men.
那么保罗在这边说啊，说他跟他的同工们非常软弱。
And Paul said he and his colleagues are very weak.
那他为他们带球的那些人呢，都是刚强的。
And that the people that they are prayed for, they are strong.
如果这个法利赛人呢，能够有这种心态的话
，If the Pharisees have such a heart，
那么这些上圣殿祷告的人呐、啊、
，Then these the people that went up to the temple to pray，
可以借着他的代求而更完全呐、啊。
That this Pharisee would intercede for them， and that would make these people be complete。
因为一个行为端正的人祷告很有效果。
Because, for righteous men to pray, the result would be limited.
可惜他在言辞方面贬了别人，也许连心态都一样。
And perhaps that he has looked down on people, and therefore, in his heart would be very narrow.
原因就是因为他的缺点呢，衡量的标准定得太低呀、
啊。And this is because that he has set the standard of others so low.
因此就让人呢啊善恶难辨。
And this allow people very difficult to discern what is good or evil.
如果呢衡量的标准定高，就比较容易呢啊来分辨。
If the standard of measuring is set up high, then it would be very easy to discern.
当然呢，主耶稣讲这个比喻还有很丰富的内容在里面。
Of course, this parable spoken by Jesus may have lots of wonderful teaching within this parable.
那今天晚上呢，我们就讲这一部分，一小部分啊，跟大家做互相勉励。
And for tonight, I use this small portion for mutual encouragement.